going to say a quick thought over here. The next ois in the Rav Chaim Rosh. So looking at ois Lam and Vav. So ois Lam and Vav is about Kavanah and Tefillah. So we touched on that Mashu yesterday. So I'm not going to read the whole piece, but the end of, he says over here the portion of Kavanah. Yeshu b'chol Tefillas bracha rishonu shel Shemoneh Esrei pasuk rishon shel Kriyas Shema yechzar. At least the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei and the first pasuk of Shema, a person has to have kavanah. That much is minimal kiyum of the kavanah of tefillah, and the kavanah of is the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei and the first pasuk of Shema. So if you think about this concept that the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is going to be a kiyum of tefillah, if you have kavanah in that. So let's put it in a context. So I have two people come to me with a halacha shaila. It's Yom Kippur, Ne'ilah time. One person tells me, he says, Rebbe, I had this phenomenal kavanah. I've had my best Shemoneh Esrei Ne'ilah I've ever had in my lifetime. I was so mechaben. I mamash got into it. I connected, etc. But my mind wandered during the first bracha. I wasn't focused during the first bracha. The other person says to me, he says, Rebbe, the first bracha I was able to stay focused. I'm worn out. It's really hard. I mamash had no kavanah. Everything was mila, not one word. But the first bracha I had kavanah. So what do I tell them? So I tell the second fellow, you're going to Shemoneh Esrei. First guy say, you're sorry, it's beautiful. You had the kavanah, turn this kavanah. You're the tshuva from now for the moon. But you didn't have a Shemoneh Esrei. The person wants to hear from you again, shall we say. You know, okay. It sounds very strange. So what does it mean? There's 19 brachas during the weekdays. There's 19 brachas. You got one right, so that's very nice. You know, it's like, you know, it's, you know, in baseball we say it's a pelagazah. The fellow hits 3 out of 10. He's considered like pretty good, right? Brain surgeons don't work like that, right? You know, guys, I got three out of ten surgeries are successful. You don't want to use them. Right? 1 out of 19 is pretty bad, right? That's what does it mean? You're with one bracha. So I think the Pshat is saying something else totally. It says, what is the message of the first bracha? And that's pretty hard to figure out. And if we understand the message of the first bracha, we understand that everything else in Shemoneh Esrei really is just an expansion on the first bracha. So if you got the first bracha right, you really got Shemoneh Esrei right. That's the Bukhara, what we're saying. So what is the message of the first bracha? What is talking the message of the first bracha? It's very hard. The second bracha, Kibur v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem Kaddish, everything else, Moedim, what is the message? The Baruch Shem is in Lekei Abraham. What's the message? He's Magen Abraham. What is the message? So I think you can understand it with an analogy, with a mashal. Imagine the following scenario. I'm a Chassidish Rebbe, and I can do Moedim, right? So one day I'm walking from my house to Yeshiva, and I hear this little voice saying, Rabbi Reingold. I look around, there's nobody there. I hear a voice again, Rabbi Reingold. I look around, there's nobody there. And if I look down, I see there's a little ant saying, Rabbi Reingold. I say, wow, this is really cool. Ants talk to me. Take cover wherever you can get it, right? Right? Okay, so the ant says, Rabbi Reingold, you know, we really think you're great. We really think you're special. And from now on, we're going to call you the rabbi of the ants. So I tell the ants, get a life. This really doesn't give me this tremendous feeling of I'm chasher because I'm the rabbi of the ants. Elokei Avraham. That's a praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Really? It's an insult. The Rosham is the barei of this gigantic bria, which is trillions of light years long. And that's just the physical world. Rabbi Chaim Tuchachinsky in his sefer on Birchas Hacham, which came out for the Birchas Hacham in 1953. They were just building the Mount Palomar Observatory at that point in time, the Hale Observatory, Mount Palomar, and they said they're going to unlock the secrets of the universe. So he starts describing. He says, imagine a ball the size of this building. Okay, and on the ball there's a big stain. And on the stain, there's a dot. And on the dot, there's a molecule. And in the molecule, there's an atom. And in the atom, there's an electron. And on the electron, there's a little guy saying, I'm going to understand the whole ball. That's his martial understanding. What it means, right? There's this gigantic universe. There's the solar system. There's the Earth. There's California. There's a mountain. There's an observatory. There's a little guy. I'm going to understand the secrets of the universe. Really? That's the mashal that he gives. And then you start looking at the Lomas al Pi Kabbalah, and the Rishon says, you know what am I? I'm a Lekei Avraham. how much Ava is expressed in that statement? How much of a sentence of the Baruch Hu cares about mankind, that he cares about Klal Yisrael, that he cares about us, that he's willing to describe himself as Elokei Avraham? I'm the rabbi of the ants. Yeah. Tremendous amount of Ava, outpouring of Ava from Kadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael with those words. The Torah says Elokei Avraham means Malchus. Malchus means that Baruch Hu wants to be our Melech. He wants to be the leader of us. And he wants our service. He wants us to he cares about what we do. Like, really? The quark on the electron. You know, we're really important. Shmoneh Esrei is a voider. It's a voider. Come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Baruch Hu, I be like this, and I like that. You know, I said, I want you to serve me, my child. You know, you serve me. He said, okay, Dad, here's the deal. I would like a little bit of, you know, the car for these. It's a laundry list of requests. That's what Shmoneh Esrei is. So where's that voider? The Baruch Hu is saying to us, I care about you. You're important to me. I want to have a relationship with you. I want you to talk to me and recognize that I want to give to you. And when you get that, you got Shmoneh Esrei. You got my relationship with you. If you got the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, you got it. That the malchus of the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, the malchus is Ava. The din that we count, that we care, that Rosh Hashanah cares. What you do is important. It's a statement of Ava. It's not a statement of malchus. Rebbe writes a lashon, and he says that the meat of Ava is the kayach rishon, and the meat of din is the kayach sheni. Rosh didn't create the world because he wants to have din. Adam Chesed Yivan, Rosh created the world because he wants to be meitziv to Puriyim. But he wants us that it shouldn't be in the Hamad Ksufa, so we should deserve it. So he made din. So din is just a hechatim of Alma for Chesed. It just enhances the Chesed. You deserve it. It's yours. You feel good about it. So Malchus is just, but the Malchus over here is that the Rosh is he calls himself the Melech Olam, right? Like, he doesn't get anything out of it. It's anything, it's just limiting him. So the Malchus itself is a statement of Ava. Elokei Avraham says it's Malchus. And so Yotzi did Malchus and the Bracha, according to Mamshat and Tois, it's Malchus, is because Elokei Avraham is a mind-boggling statement of outpouring of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed. I think that we if we use that as a vehicle to understand Shmoneh Esrei, all Shmoneh Esrei, from that starting point, everything else is just a continuation of that relationship of the Baruch Hu cares about Klal Yisrael, and he wants to hear from us. He wants to be connected to us. He wants to take care of us. He wants us to serve him. Right? All of that is all from that vantage point. So I think that maybe gives us a little bit of a window into how Chazal saw that. And something we should give over to our Talmidim. You know, they grapple with davening. Why is that? What's the message of davening? And what's the message you're supposed to give over to our Talmidim about davening? Like, what am I supposed to feel when I daven? I'm supposed to feel the Baruch Hu cares. That the Avinu, even the Malkeinu is just an expression of Avinu. We start with Avinu, then Malkeinu. So that we can get across that message that the Baruch Hu cares about us. He's interested in our lives. He wants to talk to us. He wants us, we have a relationship with him. And he's willing to define himself by that relationship. That's how important it is to him. It's a mind-boggling statement, I think, which maybe we can go over to the Talmidim to get them into the concept of davening.